Chapter 11. A Fight for Freedom. For a moment or two, the plane flew close to the river, almost touching it. The plane was a seaplane, so it could land and take off from water.
"Do you know how to fly a seaplane, Captain?" Jane asked John.
"I've never flown one before, but I'm sure I can do it," smiled John.
The pilot made a perfect landing on the river, close to the yacht. From where they were lying, Jane, Kathy and John saw the pilot climb out of the cockpit and then jump onto the boat. The tall, thin man, dressed in jeans and a t-shirt, approached von Lansen, who had been waiting impatiently for the plane to arrive, and looked irritable.
"Sorry it took me so long to get here," said the pilot. "I couldn't leave on time because of the bad weather conditions."
"Well, let's not waste any more time then," said von Lansen,
and he invited the pilot into the cabin to meet Brunt, who was waiting outside.
"Did you catch a lot of animals this time, Hans?" the pilot asked von Lansen.
"Yes, Thomas, I did. We should all make a lot of money,"
von Lansen answered, smiling.
"So, show me what you've got," said Thomas.
Von Lansen led Thomas to the boxes on the deck, leaving Brunt in the cabin. The animals and birds were still screaming loudly.
"Give them some water. They'll need it after their journey,"
von Lansen told Ronaldo. Ronaldo took an old container and filled it to the top with water from the river. Then he threw the water over the boxes.
"Now they've got water,"
laughed von Lansen.
"You see, Thomas, I'm a very kind man."
"Okay, put them on the plane," said Thomas.
From a safe distance, Jane, Kathy and John watched the cargo being put onto the plane. The three passenger seats at the back of the plane had been taken out to make room for all of the boxes, which were placed one on top of the other. Every centimetre of empty room was used. There weren't many more boxes left to be put on the plane. Thomas climbed into the cockpit and waited for von Lansen's men to finish. Von Lansen returned to the cabin.
"Have you thought of a plan?" Kathy asked John and Jane.
"We need to make them come back to the bank," said John.
"But how?"
"If we could distract them somehow," answered Jane.
The men put the last two boxes in the plane and then returned to the yacht. Ronaldo was going to start the motor. Suddenly, John whistled loudly.
"What was that?"
Ronaldo asked the men.
"Probably just a bird," answered one of the men.
John whistled again, but louder this time.
"That's not a bird," said Ronaldo, starting the motor.
He brought the yacht close to the bank.
"Go and have a look round," Ronaldo told the men. "I'll stay here and guard the yacht."
The two men climbed out of the yacht and disappeared into the jungle.
"Now is our opportunity to make a surprise attack," John said to Kathy and Jane. "We've got an advantage over Ronaldo because he isn't expecting us. You two, stay here and watch out for the men. Whistle three times if you see them returning."
"Okay,"
answered Jane and Kathy. John approached the yacht cautiously. Ronaldo was looking in the opposite direction, so he didn't notice John climb onto the yacht. John jumped on Ronaldo, and Ronaldo tried to shoot him. John fought hard, despite the pain in his ribs, which he still felt. Finally, he kicked the gun out of Ronaldo's hand, and it flew in the air, landing on the bank. Jane
ran and picked the gun up, just as Ronaldo took a knife from inside his belt. John felt the knife touch his chest. He pushed Ronaldo as hard as he could, and the knife fell to the ground. John took it and stabbed Ronaldo. Ronaldo tried hard to speak, but he couldn't get the words out. Then his eyes closed, and he was silent. Meanwhile, inside the plane, Thomas was hiding beside the boxers, frightened. He watched as one of von Lansen's men, who had returned from the jungle, quietly approached Kathy, getting ready to attack her from behind. John saw the man and called out to Kathy.
"Kathy, behind you, turn round!"
Kathy tried to jump out of the way, but the man caught her and held her tightly, pointing his gun at her head. She kicked the man's leg as hard as she could, and the gun fell from his hand. Kathy kicked it into the river and pointed her own gun at the man.
"Don't shoot!"
the man implored, putting his arms in the air. Kathy turned her head for a moment. The man ran into the river and began to swim away.
"What an idiot," said Kathy. "There's no way he'll escape in a river full of anacondas, piranha fish and crocodiles."
Jane saw the last of von Lansen's men running towards them with a gun in his hand. She was very frightened, and her hand was trembling, but she fired the gun that she had picked up. The man fell to the ground, dead. Von Lansen heard all the noise and ran out onto the deck, followed closely by Brunt. Both men held a gun in their hands, ready to shoot. When John saw von Lansen and Brunt with their guns, he jumped down from the yacht and ran to the bank to hide in the long grass. Jane followed him. Kathy wasn't far behind them. Von Lansen stood on the yacht, watching as Brunt jumped from the deck onto the bank and began to shoot at Jane, Kathy and John.
"Get down!"
John shouted to the girls. Jane and John went to a higher point up the bank, where they could look down and see Brunt below them. Kathy didn't have time to get to them. She lay on her stomach in the long grass and moved down the bank slowly and quietly until she was almost behind Brunt.
"Don't fire," John said to Jane. "Kathy is very near to Brunt."
"Don't worry, I can see her," Jane told him.
From the yacht, von Lansen also saw her.
"Behind you, you idiot,"
he shouted to Brunt, firing his gun at the same time. The bullet flew over Kathy's head, almost hitting Brunt's shoulder.
"Stop shooting, you crazy man!"
Brunt screamed to von Lansen.
"You almost killed me!"
Brunt turned round and caught hold of Kathy, who tried to take his gun from his hand. John and Jane couldn't fire their guns at Brunt, as they were afraid Kathy might get shot. Brunt and Kathy fought at the side of the bank. Jane suddenly remembered Paolo's knife. She ran to Brunt and stabbed him in his arm. He screamed in pain, and Kathy was able to free herself. Kathy and Jane ran back to join John. Brunt cried out to von Lansen,
"Shoot now, you idiot! Shoot them now!"
He started to walk towards the yacht, but lost his balance and fell backwards into the river. After a few seconds, he felt something pulling his leg.
"Ah!"
he screamed. The enormous mouth of a crocodile had closed tightly round Brunt's leg.
"Help! Help!"
Brunt cried out, trying hard to free himself. The crocodile pulled him down into the river, and Brunt soon disappeared under the water. Kathy closed her eyes. It was a horrible way to die. By this time, Thomas was ready to leave.
"I've had enough of all this," he said to himself as he climbed back into the pilot's seat. "I'm getting out of here."
He proceeded to start the engine of the plane.
"You idiot!"
von Lansen shouted furiously to Thomas.
"What are you doing? Wait for me."
Von Lansen began to climb over the side of the boat to get to the plane.
"We can't let him escape," shouted John, and he fired his gun at von Lansen, hitting him in his shoulder.
Von Lansen fell back onto the deck, dropping his gun.
"Quick," John called to Kathy and Jane, "get on the plane."
As they ran down the bank to the river, von Lansen picked up his gun and fired it. The bullet missed Jane, but she fell to the ground in shock. John immediately aimed his gun at von Lansen and fired a fatal shot. Jane lay on the ground, still trembling.
"Jane, Jane!" screamed Kathy, running to her. "He nearly killed you."
"I'll be okay," said Jane with a small smile. "I'll have a good story to write about when we get home."
"If we get home, you mean,"
said John, looking in the direction of the plane.